John McCauley.
Sobriety date is November 3rd, 2025. Not my first sobriety date. My sobriety date is very special to me because of the fact that it took me two failed sobriety attempts to really realize how important that date is. My first attempt at sobriety was in 2015. I want to say sometime around July 4th because I remember waking up July 5th after July 4th party, waking up to a text message from my girlfriend breaking up with me. My roommate telling me I was kicked out of the house because of the way I behaved the night before. And a few missed calls from work, meaning I was fired because I didn't wake up on time. So that being said, I realized I had blown up my life. And that led me to reach out to somebody that was involved in AA. And that's how I got involved in the program. When you have nothing left, you're pretty much willing to do anything, right? And that's what it was for me in that case. Went to OSG at my very first meeting, and it freaked me out. I had never experienced AA before. I had no idea how this worked. It was a very animated group too, so that kind of scared me. But, you know, I did immediately notice the genuine happiness in the room. So that right there immediately attracted me and made me want to stick around. So started working the steps, and as I was working the steps, I started to realize my life started to come together slowly. So slowly started to get my life together, and that was really all I was focused on. It was my sobriety at the beginning was very selfish. Once I got my life together, I was out. I got what I needed. I was ready to take the lead in my play. So that didn't work out, obviously. So it was only about a year before I crashed and burned again. This time around, I realized that getting sober was a lot harder. I realized that my drinking only gotten worse. And this was around 2020, my second attempt at sobriety. Don't remember, unfortunately, that sober date. But it was during COVID. I was working from home and realized I could drink all day while I worked from home. And that didn't last very long as well. It was only a matter of time before I lost that job. But this time it started to affect my relationship with my wife. And that basically catapulted me back into that whole thing of I have something else to lose. So I started working the program again. Again, selfishly. Not trying to do anything remotely close to giving back or following anything outside of the steps that would be of service. So it was only a matter of time before I was out again. And this time it got really bad, really dark. What brought me to November 3rd, 2025, my sobriety date, was that weekend leading up to that date, my wife was out of town, and I decided I was going to go on a bender. So picked up a bottle of Tito's and finished that off between Friday to Saturday. Somehow drove to a liquor store, which I don't remember, and got another one Saturday morning. And that led me into Sunday waking up with the shambles of what I had done to myself that weekend. I remember coming to and just thinking to myself, I was sick of living in this prison. I was a prisoner to my disease. I was a prisoner to alcoholism. I couldn't function without it. For once in my life, I realized that I was completely I had no control. That day, I did something that I didn't think I was capable of doing, that I was too scared to do, which was drop to my knees and pray to a higher power. Didn't know what I was praying to. I just know that that's the only thing that came to mind at the moment, and all I kept saying was, please help me. And all of a sudden, a light bulb clicked on, and I called my old sponsor. And it was funny because you make up all these things in your head. I was expecting my sponsor to be like, oh, fuck you, you know, you abandoned us, how dare you call me. And that was not the case. I really appreciated the way he answered the phone. Instead of saying hello, he said he was expecting that call and very happy to hear from me. And that meant a lot. And I will never forget that. And thanks to that, last week I celebrated 5 months sober. I just finished working the steps, and I have a firm service commitment every Wednesday at Turning Point, which for the first time ever in sobriety, I'm actually giving back. I'm actually trying to help other alcoholics. This has changed my sobriety from what it was before. I don't think I was ever truly sober or really ever worked the program before until this attempt. And I pray every day that I stay sober for 24 more hours. And that's it. That's all I got. Thank you.